We pray. Holy Jesus, tonight, help us to reflect, meditate, take pause for all that you accomplished for each of us. Sinners, burdened with our sins, we turn to the old wooden, rugged cross. And there, help us to be reminded of what you have accomplished for each of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tonight, we are here to confront the blunt force of that bloody instrument on which our Lord died, the wood of his cross. And when you leave tonight, one of our members has graciously made it possible for each of you to take with you a small, rugged wooden cross. And I would like you to take it home and put it somewhere where you are reminded of what that cross means for you. This service has been built around that old wooden rugged cross. And throughout Lent, we have touched on the promises that God has given us, those wonderful treasures. The chancel is bare and the cross draped in black, a reminder of that first Good Friday when God placed his only Son on the cross for us. And so I want that wooden cross to be a reminder to each of you as you go home from this place. And right here in front of us, near the communion rail, is a cross, very rugged. Another time for us as believers to focus upon what God has done for us. God did not spare his own Son, his only Son, but instead he became yours and mine substitute. Abraham had taken his only son Isaac to the mountain for sacrifice, and yet there God provided another sacrifice in his place. But here, God gives us the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, who in love died in our place. And so we join in singing, "In the cross of Christ I glory," verse 1. It has been a part of the biblical narrative from the very beginning, where God placed two wooden figures, the tree of life and the tree of knowledge, in the midst of his garden. Here, Adam and Eve failed the test. Later, God would have Noah build an ark made out of gopher wood to save his family and to bring about God's plan of salvation. Moses threw into the water at Morah, as we talked about, that wood to sweeten the water. Elijah cut a wooden stick, throwing it into the water of the Jordan to raise up an iron axe head, which had been mistakenly flung into the river by one of the prophets who had cut down a tree. While none of these incidents directly point to the cross, They are beautiful images of what that cross does for you and me. The early church fathers often excelled doing this kind of sharing simple truths of God's salvation. And they would go, let's go back to Noah and the flood. God could have chosen another way, but instead he took this family and God used them in a very powerful way. Are there troubles that flood your life, your mind, as you sit here tonight? Maybe some of you are feeling overwhelmed. Concerns about family, relationships, misunderstandings, frustrations. Maybe the security of a job or looking for a job. Again, we come to the cross. The cross of Christ, where God promises to keep you afloat. The garden tells us how Christ was flooded by the weight of our sins to the point that as he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? He knew what it must be like to bear the weight of all of us on that cross. And so we sing verse 2.
In the walls of love.
Why did God tell Moses to throw that piece of wood into the bitter waters at Marah so that it would be sweetened? The Israelites could drink and live. Have you ever had bad water to drink? I grew up on a water living in Fort Morgan that I didn't realize wasn't good for you till after I left the community. Have you ever had to swallow a very difficult pill, a bitter pill in your life? Is there bitterness that lingers in your heart as you sit here? God wants you to look to the cross where he sweetens that bitterness, just as God moved Joseph to forgive his brothers. But Jesus had to endure that bitterness from Judas, Peter, and the other disciples. And on the cross, he offered to us all forgiveness. And so we sing verse 3. Then there is Elijah. God floated a heavy iron axe head with a very light piece of wood. Why didn't God just motion? Why didn't he just part the waters? And when was the last time you saw an axe float? Yes. There may be a million things weighing you down. Finances, marriage, children, siblings, friends, cancer, or chronic illnesses. You have a God who knows and a God who cares. And Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden." At the cross, the weight was bore by one, Jesus Christ. His cross lightens every one of our burdens. His grace sustains us. And so we sing verse 4. Rugged cross rescues, sweetens, lightens your burden. Take that cross home with you tonight. Put it in a place that will remind you of God's incredible love in sending His only Son to the cross. Yes, we call it Good Friday, because it is good for what God has done for all of us, for His whole creation. And now, in our tenebrae, we go to that cross. We hear the story of how our Lord suffered and died on this day. Listen now as we hear beneath the cross.